Macmillan Audio presents The Trust by Ronald H. Balson. Read for you by Fred Berman. Preface. In the 16th century, the British Crown, mindful of the burgeoning thirst for independence on the predominantly Catholic island of Ireland, instituted a land grab policy referred to as the Plantation of Ulster. Catholic farmlands in the northeast sector of Ireland were confiscated and handed over to thousands of Protestant settlers from England and Scotland who were willing to pledge loyalty to the Crown. As a condition of ownership, the new landowners were prohibited from employing Catholic workers. Hence, the native Catholic population in the six northern counties was institutionally deprived of its lands, its income, and its political status. Centuries of conflict ensued, but failed to diminish the hold of the Protestant ascendancy. In 1920, the English Parliament passed the Government of Ireland Act, partitioning the island into two entities, Southern Ireland and Northern Ireland. The 26 counties of Southern Ireland would become the Irish Free State in 1922. The six northeast counties of Antrim, Armagh, Down, Fermanagh, Londonderry, and Tyrone would become the County of Northern Ireland and remain a part of the United Kingdom. By 1969, Catholics numbered a third of Northern Ireland's population, but had not a single Catholic cabinet member. Judges were uniformly Protestant, and civil servants were required to swear allegiance to the British Crown. Public works and housing, administered by the Protestant-controlled government, directed economic benefits to Protestant neighborhoods. Living conditions for Catholics in the larger cities of Belfast, Derry, Portadown, and Antrim were bleak and depressive. Healthcare was poor, and male unemployment exceeded 70%. Catholics began to organize protests and stage civil rights marches, often ending in violence. The Irish Republican Army, IRA, and its political arm, Sinn Féin, advanced the Catholic cause, often by violent means. The Ulster Volunteer Force, UVF, and the Loyalist Volunteer Force, LVF, with their political arm, the Ulster Union Party, UUP, took up arms in opposition. Civil order in the six counties disintegrated and led to a bloody civil war that would last for 30 years. That war was known as the Troubles. 1. Life's direction is ephemeral. Something as common as the ring of a telephone can knock it off its course. Simple as that, but I didn't see it coming this time. I had just arrived at my office, set my coffee on my desk, and was starting to unfold the Morning Tribune when my phone rang. Since I make my living as a private investigator, and my assignments typically begin with a phone call, the ring was not unwelcome. But this turned out to be a call I didn't expect, and I certainly didn't want. It's not that my life was so predictably calm, but lately I'd settled into a comfortable routine. I had a new baby, a happy marriage, and a solid investigation practice. Then the phone rang, and like the switchman in a railroad yard, it redirected my life. First I'm going north, now I'm going east. I lifted the receiver. "Liam Taggart, Investigations."
"Liam, it's Janie."
The call I didn't expect. I sat there staring at the phone.
"It's Janie. Your cousin Janie, the cute one. Holy Mother of God, Liam, have you lost your senses? Do you not remember your own family?"
I winced. Janie was one of a dozen cousins I had back in Northern Ireland, a clan I hadn't seen since the late 90s. She was 17 then, a lively little dark-haired colleen. Deep expressive eyes, little turned-up Irish nose, full of spunk. Her voice brought back old memories. Memories I had locked away 16 years ago.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?